Hachette Audio presents Break, Blow, Burn, and Make, A Writer's Thoughts on Creation, written by E. Lily Yu, read by Nancy Peterson. Chapter 1. An Absence Shaped Like Flame. Unlike the decision to begin living, which is made for us, and which we embark upon in total ignorance and terror, the decision to keep bees, to write, or to follow Christ, is usually made with a vague and incomplete idea of what will be required. A hive, a few notebooks and pens, or a hymnal and a church. Then 3 pounds of golden-furred bodies arrive purring in their box. And it quickly becomes clear that, in addition to the basic skills of building and inspecting a hive, a beekeeper ought to know woodworking, as well as how to light and stoke a fire in a smoker. The smoker, essentially a lidded tin can, allows the beekeeper to suggest that there is a wildfire about, and therefore that the bees have more important concerns than the person breaking into their home at the moment. A very bad time to discover one's own lack of fire-making skills is when the smoker, which moments ago had been puffing smoke, ceases to smoke entirely, leaving one standing in a cloud of irritable bees. The tree overshadowing my home drops a sufficient number of dry twigs for my smoker, but they don't catch fire when touched to a lighter, even if one is wearing a scruff of oak moss. Because I tend to have a church program or two lying around in my car, I tear those in half, crumple a piece, light it, and work the bellows until the slim orange line eating through the paper expands into flame. The twigs have to be laid over that or they won't catch, and not all at once, or the flame goes out. Only when the fire is sufficiently fed, a crown of flames leaping out of the smoker, do I cover it with the bracken fronds and zigzag stems of salal that I've trimmed from around the hive, producing a cool white smoke. Too much greenery on too weak a flame, and the smoker ceases to smoke at inopportune times. A certain degree of order, both human and natural, goes into my smoker. Prayers and birthday wishes printed on 20-pound paper, lignin and cellulose arranged into pith, cambium, xylem, and phloem.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?